It's Ask a Pharmacist with Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy. I'm Ben. Thanks for coming back, Pam.
Hey, Ben. Great to be back. Thanks so much.
We got some more questions from listeners. Here's one. I'm overdue for blood work and don't have a doctor or a nurse practitioner. Can a pharmacist order blood work for me?
Yeah, we actually get this question all the time. So great question. Short answer is yes, but it really depends. So first of all, to keep in mind, not all pharmacists are able to order blood work yet. So only pharmacists that are working within those designated pharmacy primary care clinics like ours, there's 46 pharmacies that have these primary care clinics across the province. But only the pharmacists working within these clinics currently have the ability to order blood work. We certainly hope to see that change, so it's a service that all pharmacists can provide. But for now, you would have to visit a pharmacy primary care clinic. And second, it really depends on the service we're providing if we're able to order labs. And this is kind of the kicker. We often have people call. But for instance, if you just walk in off the street and are just looking for lab work, your pharmacist is not going to be able to help. So pharmacists currently only have the ability to order labs when it is being used to help guide our assessment and prescribing for a patient. So for instance, if you come to our clinic and looking for a renewal of your prescriptions, so if you're renewing those prescription medications and we need lab values to help guide our decision-making, assessment, and dosing, then in that case, we would order required labs to help guide us. Another example of when pharmacists are ordering labs would be if you see us for chronic disease management, meaning you're a regular client of the clinic and we follow you for diabetes, you know, cardiovascular disease or high blood pressure, asthma, COPD, or other chronic conditions. Then based on managing those conditions, we can order labs to monitor those conditions and your response to the medications that we're prescribing. So you know, as an aside to that, keep in mind that all pharmacists, though, of course, even outside of the primary care clinics, can certainly access and view your lab values that are ordered by other practitioners. So regardless of who's done that ordering, and then use these values just to make sure as we're dispensing your medications in the pharmacy that the medications and doses, you know, and the doses that are being prescribed for you are in fact the best and safest for you.
Here's another question, Pam. Is it safe to take cold medicine and allergy medicine at the same time? I know it's not allergy season, but a lot of people still have allergies. Mm-hmm. And it's cold and flu season, so what do you think?
Yeah, of course. Again, simple answer, yes. But again, you know, I would question why. So sometimes we certainly see medications that would typically be used to treat allergies actually in combination with some of those cough and cold medications. But really, the key point here is to find the product that's going to be specific for the symptom, you know, that you're really experiencing. So in the case of a patient that might be presenting at the pharmacy that might be unsure if, you know, if they're experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, their pharmacist is going to ask them a few questions that's going to help determine, you know, the likely cause of the symptoms and what they're going to respond best to. So we would certainly look at predictable things like maybe your personal history of allergies, you know, the time of the year, is it allergy season? Symptoms like itchy eyes or sneezing that might be more indicative of allergies more than a cold, or a cough that might be more indicative of a cold rather than allergies. So as I mentioned, well, the short answer is yes, I would certainly still highly recommend chatting with your pharmacist about the best option for you. And in primary care clinics at the pharmacy, of course, we're able to do further assessments when it is allergies to prescribe for allergic rhinitis if needed. So prescriptions that might be slightly more effective than those OTC options. So before you grab those boxes off the pharmacy shelf, you know, make sure you chat with your pharmacist. Not only are they more likely to find a product that's going to work best for you, they can also ensure that it isn't going to be a problem with your other medications or your other medical conditions as well.
All right, Pam, last question for today. How do you know when it's time to see a doctor about a cold or flu bug? I guess this is kind of a complicated question.
Yeah. And, you know, to summarize briefly, I know we touched briefly on this, you know, on our last session about, you know, when you would want to see that doctor, nurse practitioner with a persistent cough. But there are certainly some times when it's going to be very important to seek medical attention if you're feeling unwell. So if those cold or flu symptoms are worsening or not improving after about 10 to 14 days, you probably want to seek medical attention at that point. Of course, at any time, if you're experiencing more severe symptoms like difficulty breathing or chest pain, of course, dizziness or confusion, if you have a persistent high fever that's lasted more than a few days, or even a return of a fever after, you know, you've seemingly started to feel better and that fever subsided and now it's come back, definitely in those cases, you'd want to make sure that you are seeing your physician, nurse practitioner, or heading to eMERGE. And of course, at any point, if you have underlying chronic medical conditions, you're immunocompromised, and you're getting some of those more severe symptoms, it would be really important in that case to make sure that you're seeking that medical care, because you are at higher risk, you know, of worse outcomes. So these are, of course, just some of the warning signs and symptoms where we're seeking additional medical attention would be really important. The list is certainly not all inclusive. So the key, you know, in any case, is just to make sure you're paying attention to how you're feeling. You really, at the end of the day, know your body best. But when in doubt, certainly reach out to your pharmacy team and we can help direct you for further assessment if we feel, you know, based on your symptoms, that it would be warranted.
Right. Perfect. Thanks so much, Pam.
My pleasure, Ben. Take care.
That was pharmacist Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy, and this was Ask a Pharmacist.